Hi, I'm Tracy Adams here in Mullaney, Queensland, and I want to tell you about some really exciting retreats that we're organising in Australia next year. In a moment, I'm going to introduce you to Robert Krasisnik from Slovenia and Sarah Beckman from Vienna, Austria. But first of all, I just want to tell you a little bit about my vision and why I've invited these two to come to Australia. I've been practicing NVC for about 11 years and absolutely love it. But ever since I've been into it, I've always felt that really missed a sense of body connection and body awareness and movement. And for a long time, I've just had that in the back of my mind. And over the last couple of years, I decided to do something about it and have been exploring different forms of embodiment practices and somatics and, you know, with a view to, you know, what can support NVC practice. And one of the things I discovered was contact improvisation, and I immediately felt it was a fit. And soon after that, I got to know Robert and then Sarah online, and to my great excitement, noticed that they were teaching an integration of contact improvisation with NVC, and asked them to come to Australia to bring this work to Australia. Part of my vision is that I want to really have this influence the way we teach and learn and practice NVC in Australia, that it goes beyond just these little retreats we're going to have next year. And I really want to influence all my NVC friends, practitioners, and contact improv people to come along and experience this. I find myself, when I'm dancing contact improv, I just feel like I'm really going to a whole other depth of level with my capacity to do my inner NVC work and the way that I'm able to connect with myself and with the other person and the quality of connection in a completely non-verbal space. So I'm just, yeah, and that's just me on my own doing it myself. So I'm really looking forward to being facilitated by Robert and Sarah in an integration of this work, because my sense is it's going to take my own practice of NVC much more deeply and that of everyone else who comes along. What I notice when I'm working with contact improv together with NVC is I'm able to really somehow be more deeply present with my own vulnerability, tracking my inner experience and authenticity. And because you have to surrender to the process and give up control, there's such a sense of liberation and freedom in that, and the kind of exquisiteness of the quality of connection both within and with the other in the nonverbal space. It's just like a whole other level of meeting with the other that's really exquisite. So I'd like to introduce Robert Krasisnik and Sarah Beckman, and I'll ask you each in turn if you could just say who you are and a little bit about yourself and something that you really love and what you're passionate about, what's brought you to this work. So maybe Robert, if we could start with you.
Yeah, hi, hello. So my name is Robert, I'm from Slovenia, I'm a psychologist, I used to work as a psychotherapist, I've been working with groups for about 28 years. I'm a certified trainer of nonviolent communication. And specifically this work in which Sarah and me combine nonviolent communication and contact improvisation very much taps into my huge passion to explore life, but to explore it not as a, you know, as an intellectual puzzle to be resolved, but more as a kind of a mysterious experience of human existence to be experienced, to be sensed in. And I started to see in last few years our bodies as huge portals into these deeper dimensions of life that were neglected for, or my body was neglected for such a long time because it was so heavily domesticated and controlled by our mind, by my mind. So for me, it's such a rich and ongoing exploration of this mystery of existence through body and through exploring what happens when I give freedom to my body and start to follow my body rather than control and guide it? And how can my experiences of nonviolent communication or of life become deeply integrated and more deeply experienced? So this is something I'm really excited and passionate about in regards to our work.
Sarah, how about you?
Yeah, I'm Sarah. I'm coming from Germany, actually, living in Vienna now. And yeah, I'm a psychologist as well, doing NVC since many years, being on the way to be certified very soon. And I'm a dancer also. So I, in my life, already integrated a lot this work of NVC and dance and art, because I'm really by nature an artist, and that means I really connect a lot to our source of creativity, and I feel for that we need a lot of compassion, empathy, vulnerability, being really connected to life and to ourselves. And that is the practice I do in NVC that really actually supports me to be really creative, to feel the core or the life essence that is always flowing through me. And so when I did NVC, and then I also found contact improvisation, I felt just like, wow, this is living NVC in my body with another person so deeply, so that for me it was just very natural to combine these two things. And I'm very curious to explore this work. It's an ongoing exploration, and I'm totally fascinated about the intelligence of practicing NVC can meet the intelligence of the body, and how we can connect to our source or our strength of co-creation. Because I think in NVC we want to co-create life that supports life and that supports our cooperation, our being together. And contact improvisation is also a co-creation between bodies and beings or persons. And so I'm very excited about this work. And it's a passion I have, and I love to share my passions.
Right. Thanks. So Robert, if you're an NVC practitioner, if you're somebody who's already, learned some basic NVC and practicing it, why would you be interested in doing this integration of contact improv and NVC? Why would you come to a retreat where that work is practiced?
Yeah, I can share my own personal experience why I got so excited about it and why it really enhanced my learning and my exploration of living the spirit of NVC in my life. In my experience, NVC very often gets kidnapped by our minds, as many other aspects of life too. And then NVC becomes kind of an intellectual, cognitive activity, and somehow keeps being disconnected from the very moment, from the very, very living moment and experience, embodied experience of life. So, and very often, as Ken Robinson said, we humans tend to use our bodies only as vehicles to carry our heads around. And in my experience, when we try to, through contact improvisation, for instance, try to really integrate the many aspects of nonviolent communication, like authenticity, like you mentioned before, Tracy, like vulnerability, empathic receiving, self-connection. When we try to integrate this through our bodies and through the movement in our bodies, it just becomes a completely different universe. It's not anymore in this category of intellectual understanding. Oh, I got it. But it becomes a living flow. And the learning becomes so much more profound. Because sometimes what I learned is that I can trick myself with my mind very successfully. I can always trick myself that I'm very spiritually advanced, that I'm fine, I'm okay, I'm not feeling any pain. You know, I can always trick myself and of course trick others into believing some stories of my mind. But when I put my body into the picture, I can't really trick myself. I can't trick myself into believing that I'm healthy if I'm not, my body is sick. So it just brings a profoundly deeper reality into the picture and invites a way deeper integration of NVC principles or just understanding our lives. So for me, it's like new universes open up. For instance, maybe last few things for me to say, it really helped me to start to embrace the moment. And because when we work with bodies, it's really in the moment all the time. It's being in the moment and then from one moment to another, learning to be in a flow. And in our minds, I notice that we tend to, instead of being in the moment, all the time trying to recreate some pictures from the past, our imagination from the past, to put it, and somehow to then adjust the present moment to some pictures from the past. So yeah, so it's just a completely different integration, completely different experience, really deepening our understanding, experiencing, and then bringing that embodied knowledge and wisdom into our day-to-day life. This is how I see it.
Sarah, for the NVC practitioners out there who might not have heard of contact improvisation, could you just say something briefly on what that is? And for contact improv dancers who might be a bit interested in this, something about why they might like to come along and learn more about NVC and how that might inform and influence their contact improv practice.
Yeah, and I just want to add something very briefly that really amaze me all the time again is that by being in more in the verbal world, verbalizing concepts and things like this, or even thinking a lot, I feel that the paradoxes of life are often very difficult to understand because they go in two directions at the same time, and we try to think things in a linear way. So yeah, how does this work? And I feel in the body practice of CI of dance in general, I always have to deal with more directions at the same time and with the paradoxes. And it's something that we can really deepen in our experience. And we can let go of the idea of wanting to understand it, but in a deeper level, we understand it. And this is, for me at least, a very important part of this combination. How can NVC support CI dancers or dancers as well? I can also tell it from my own experience. I was always very touched happy to notice that actually doing NVC helps me to dance and to do CI. And I was asking myself, like, wow, what is actually in there that it helps, that a verbal practice and a consciousness practice helps my body to connect to my body and to another person. And I think it's a lot about this empathy work and connecting really to your inner truth and to your, maybe even to your instincts. So you are much more connected what is alive in you. And that frees the body. That makes the body kind of available to you. And that's the most important thing you need in dance and in contact improvisation, because you have to know where your body is. You have to know how you connect to the other bodily. And even in contact improvisation has so much to do with playing with each other. So you actually also have to kind of connect to your pleasure, to your ideas, to your aliveness, and then you can share it. And the practice of NDC for me is a lot about really digging into your inner world, to become vulnerable, to understand yourself in order also to be more free and have choices. And also contact improvisation being an improvisation practice, I think, to really have free choice and to have a practice that also in a more conceptual or awareness level gives you freedom and sensitivity, makes you much more available for this freedom into improvisation. And many other things actually. So I really think that a free mind makes also a free body, and the other way around. So there is actually no separation between body and mind and spirit. And I think that's why I really appreciate this work we do. And I thought already, or we had a name like saying it's like 3D NVC or something like this. So it's kind of really a picture from different angles that makes a whole.
Well, I can see that we've got a lot to explore here. We could talk on for hours. I think this is something we're obviously all really passionate and excited about. This is just a taster, so I want to let everybody know that we're going to be having two retreats with Sarah and Robert in Australia over the last weekend in May and the first weekend in June. There'll be one in the Brisbane area, which myself and Miho Yazawa are coordinating, and one in the Melbourne area, which NC trainer Cherie Scott and Gulshan Toza will be coordinating, and more details to come. So thanks, Robert and Sarah. I'm really, really, really excited and grateful that you're coming, and look forward to working with you in person. I can't wait.
Yeah, thank you. I'm really looking forward to coming over to Down Under and to dance with you all.
Yeah, me too. Dance and be vulnerable and co-create.
See you then.